Susie, thank you very much indeed. Yes, music of the highest quality continues now because we're going to delve into the BBC archive to hear just one of the many concerts that we've broadcast here on BBC Radio 3 in the many years that we've been visiting the South Bank Centre in London. Tonight we have a concert given by, well, one of the world's top orchestras, the Lucerne Festival Orchestra. And this was a special occasion. It was conducted by the man who founded the orchestra, Claudio Abbado. So tickets were like gold dust. They sold out weeks before it took place, which was in the October of 2011, so 2.5 years before Abbado died. He had a reputation for the spirituality of his interpretations, and I think it's fair to say that that was very much in evidence in their performance that night of Bruckner's powerfully emotional and dramatic Fifth Symphony. We're going to hear that in just a little while. But they began their concert with the music of the composer that Bruckner learned a great deal from, certainly when it came to structure, elegance and proportion, Mozart. His Symphony No. 35, a supreme example of the classical symphony, although, as so often, it was dashed off by Mozart in a hurry in 1782, written to help celebrate the fact that the heir to a wealthy family in Salzburg called the Hafners had been awarded a title and he was joining the nobility in Vienna. Well, Mozart's father, Leopold, handled the commission because his son had recently moved to Vienna, plus the fact he was also about to get married, so he ended up writing this symphony in a bit of a whirl, to the point where, a few months later, when he included it in a subscription concert, Mozart told his father that he thought his new Hafner symphony was amazing. "I'd forgotten every single note of it," he said. Well, the Lucerne Festival Orchestra plays it now, conducted on that memorable night in 2011 by the man who'd founded the orchestra in 2003, Claudio Abbado.